President Bush uses the hometown of former President Harry Truman today to defend his budget plans and commitment to Social Security. The president speaks in Independence, Missouri, one day before the White House Budget Office releases mid-year projections for the budget and the economy. The president spent most of yesterday in Milwaukee, revving engines at a motorcycle factory and addressing the Veterans of Foreign Wars Convention. Chuck Quirnbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
It was almost exactly 1 year ago that candidate George W. Bush spoke in Milwaukee to a convention of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Yesterday, as thousands of vets returned to the same convention hall, President Bush said he remembered the earlier speech.
Since then, I've had a change of address.
The president spent most of the time talking to the VFW about ongoing efforts to improve veterans' health care and national defense. He also urged Congress to give first priority to the defense appropriations bill this fall. Many of the vets seemed pleased with the president's remarks. Desert Storm veteran Tony Navekas of Baltimore said he appreciated the president's attention to health care.
It's one of these days I'll be 80 years old. And thank God I don't have anything ailing me now, but you never know in the future.
But some veterans were skeptical about actually seeing the changes Mr. Bush outlines. World War II veteran William Fitzgerald of Mountainside, New Jersey, said the president may have trouble on Capitol Hill.
Well, you've been around a long time. How many people think you control Congress? Not many, is there?
A Korean War vet, Albert Thomas of Darby, Pennsylvania, says Congress may have an especially hard time approving more defense spending if projections of a dwindling federal budget surplus are correct.
The giveaways of the money proposed, I don't know if there's enough left because I haven't seen the income part of it. And I know the expenditures are going out, the economy is low, and things of that nature.
But another World War II veteran, Elmer Ulig of Pembine, Wisconsin, said with the right lobbying efforts, people in Washington could be swayed to support veterans' issues.
When one of the politicians wants to spend some money, he seems to find the money there to do it with. If they get rid of some pork and put it where it belongs, everything will turn out all right.
After a handshaking session with veterans that seemed to last as long as his speech, President Bush traveled by limousine to a suburban Milwaukee motorcycle engine plant owned by Harley-Davidson. There, Mr. Bush met with assembly line workers, pressing the flesh with enthusiasm and signing a series of autographs. The president even signed one person's forehead. George W. Bush lost Wisconsin in last fall's election, but only by a few thousand votes. And with quick, upbeat visits such as yesterday's, he hopes to leave a lasting impression. The president plans a short visit to Missouri this morning, after which he hopes to be back home early this afternoon to resume his vacation at his ranch in Texas. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.